We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Oh, hold up. Smell test. Go ahead. Sniff those pits. Now, your bits. Feet. Toes. Come on. Ugh. Could be fresher, right? It's all good. Old Spice Total Body Deodorant Spray is gentle enough to use all over your body, giving you 24/7 lasting freshness with daily use, from pits to toes and down below. So every smell test gets a... Shop for Old Spice Total Body Deodorant.
What's up, friends? Before we hop into a fired up Friday show, gotta tell you about our friends over at Light Shade Dispensary, where they've got Escape Artist, which is the highest award topical brand in Colorado that prioritizes quality and consistency. They have ratios available in 1-to-1 and high ratio CBD 20-to-1, and you can get this at any of their 11 Denver metro area stores. And they've got 420 specials this week going until April 26th. You can get their 5 best-selling products at buy one, get one for $1 over at Lightshade. And like I said, they have 11 convenient locations, and they just opened their biggest and best, their Barnum location, one block off 6th Avenue and Federal Boulevard. It's not only a biggest store, but they have specialty products not offered at other locations. So check them out. Use the code DNVR for 25% off non-sale items over at Lightshade Dispensary or on online. So check them out. Lightshade Dispensary, code DNVR. Ryan, let's hop into the show.
Number one for the one and only DNVR. Two goes out to Zach Mays, Arcade
and the bar.
Three for Mr. B in that old trophy case. Number four we're still waiting for. Well, bring on the chase. Couple with Breck, brew and a friend, bleed orange and blue to the bitter end. Come and join us, DDNVR. We are DNVR.
We are DNVR, and we are live from Studio A here at the DNVR bar. And today the A stands for...
Are they telling the truth?
Yeah, there we go. I like that. That's why he's my guy. He's always got my back. Are they telling the truth? Of course, George Payton's pre-draft press conference today. Did he start off with the same joke that John Elway always made?
He did not. Nice, but I mean, what a perfect transition to what we're going to be talking about today.
Yes, John Elway always said, I don't know why we do this. I'm not going to tell you guys anything at the beginning of the press conference.
And what's great is then John would go on to tell us stuff.
He would. Accidentally. Yeah. I think he's just a gossiper.
He is, yep. He loves, in his heart.
Yes.
And he's like, well, if it's to 35 people with a bunch of cameras, I don't really care. I'm still going to spill the beans.
It's so true. It's so true. But it was GP up there today, and he plays things a lot closer to the vest.
He does.
So we're going to have to dive into what he said and what we can actually take from it in just a second. But first, a shout out to our presenting sponsor, MSU Denver Online. MSUDenver.edu/online, where you can scope out all they have to offer. And they have a lot to offer. 750 total classes, 45 plus online and hybrid programs. If you're looking to further your education while working a full-time job, there's no better place than msudenver.edu/online.
My boy, Ryan, the vibes are so good today. Always good to talk to the general manager, then come straight here to the bar, talk to you, talk to the people. And I like where the conversation's going to go.
Yeah, I love that George Payton is just one of us.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, yeah, it's great. I don't have to talk about the quarterbacks anymore. I love that. Yeah. I'm like, yeah, one of us. He's also like the best one was yeah, during the first day of the draft, we're just going to watch Russell Wilson highlights.
Fantastic.
So I was like, oh, that should be our entire plan for our DNVR draft day live. We all intro it. Yep. I'll say hi, and then we'll just say, roll the clips.
We'll toss it to Russ. Let him take over.
Yes, exactly.
That's what people want to see, right?
I know. Unfortunately, we're not allowed to do that.
Yeah, we're not. You know, he did talk about John Elway. Darren Moogie, the assistant general manager who was with him, was asked, what are the differences? But Mike Kliss put him in really tough spots. So what are the differences between John Elway and George Payton? He said, I'm not going to do that. Then, you know, he went to give on a very, very political answer. And George just cut him off and said, John's got a better arm than I do.
So he was talking about like conservative versus liberal?
Right. Yeah, I think so. In terms of how much they're willing to trade in the draft.
George Payton was actually kind of on a heater today. I also like, unlike the Rams, we like our picks. He had some bangers.
Yeah, he did. And called out Mike Kliss actually by name once.
Was it when he was talking about KJ Hamler's recovery?
It wasn't that. I can't remember. If I remember, I'll bring it up.
So quickly, just to discuss that because it's on my mind. Yesterday, Mike Kliss put out, like, I think it was it a mock draft?
I actually didn't catch it.
Okay. I think it was either a mock draft or like a players to watch for the Broncos. And he put out, I believe the player's name is Tyquan Thornton,
okay,
who ran a 4.26 at the combine, and said something along the lines of KJ Hamler's recovery was far more complicated than the Broncos expected, and it was more than the ACL, so they don't know when he's going to be back. And so this guy could be on the radar for them. But at the same time, George Payton comes out today and says KJ Hamler is well ahead of schedule in his recovery.
Well ahead. So are you buying it from George Payton?
Yes.
You are?
Yes.
Now, the only I have pretty much every reason to believe George Payton in this, except when they signed Randy Gregory, they didn't tell us Randy's about to have a surgery that's going to sideline him all off season.
Yeah, but that's not a lie.
He
not
just didn't tell us.
Is
I
not
see.
A
he
lie.
Was asked directly about KJ, yeah, and he said that. And the reason why I will believe this is we've seen KJ running routes with Russell Wilson. KJ is not sidelined so far in this offseason program. Now, they're doing very basic things. They're lifting. They're doing some very basic route running. But we've seen him run routes with Russell Wilson in those hype videos that Russ has been putting out.
There you go. So it's clearly not to the point where he can't run.
Right.
I am sick of routes on air videos.
I'd never
thought I would get sick of that.
Especially, it's the same thing. It's like, well, Russ can throw the ball deep.
Right. He's just throwing like seam routes to Jerry Jeudy.
Left and right. Yep.
I didn't think I would get sick of that, but I'm like, can I just see like a defender in the picture? Like, they can even just be dancing in the middle of the field.
The only defender I've seen in Russell Wilson's Instagrams is actually one last night. Oh. Pat Surtain was sitting behind him in his box out at Ball Arena.
Oh, okay. So he went box. Peyton went courtside.
Yep.
Where was Hackett?
Hackett was courtside behind the hoop.
The basket.
Yep. But actually not even behind the basket, next to the basket, because he was literally front row.
All right.
Yep.
Which would you have if you could have any of the three?
Peyton's.
Yeah.
And does it make sense that Peyton Manning is the
actually,
one with the best seats?
We can't be sure those weren't Stokely seats and he
That's
invited
very
Peyton.
True. It's very true. Yes. Stokely was kind of the star of the show, too.
I've never seen Peyton go courtside before. That's why it's up for question. He usually likes to sit like 10 rows up.
Yeah.
Midcourt.
Maybe those were all sold out. These were the only tickets he can get, and he just had to take what he could get.
Which I don't understand why you would do that, because courtside, you're completely protected from dealing with people.
Yep, 100%.
Maybe he likes dealing with people.
Maybe. It was really cool how many Broncos were out there.
Yeah, for sure.
It wasn't just the big names. Then you also had Justin Simmons, who I guess is a big name. You had Kareem Jackson. You had Ronald Darby. You had Pat Surtain. And I couldn't even picture all of the people in Russ's booth because it was packed full of Broncos.
I got to be honest. I'm a cynic at heart. I don't trust they were there like cheering on the Nuggets.
They were there.
Yes.
To be there. Yeah.
They were there and I bet some of them would be like, yeah, you got to watch Steph if you get the chance.
You know, that's what I kind of always wondered about Peyton.
I think Peyton's a legit Nuggets fan.
Okay. Big time.
Yep. He literally once called them my Nuggets.
I love it. Now, he was at the Rockies game last week wearing that big Colorado Rockies chain. Think he's a Rockies fan?
No, I think he's like the rest of us. He likes to go to Coors Field. And, you know, I guess if you prep, he wants them to win when he goes there.
But he's a Bud guy.
He is a Bud guy.
Yeah. So how does that work? Does he not drink?
I think, can you not? Is it probably is impossible to get a Bud Light at Coors Field?
I would think so, right?
I honestly don't know. I've never tried. I just go for Celsius.
And this is to Kate. We got here from KJ Hamler somehow.
We did somehow get here from KJ Hamler. Tough game for the Nuggets, I'll say that. But yeah. I don't know. Like I said before the game, my expectations had dropped substantially. I was like, I just want to see the team play good basketball. And they did that.
And it was competitive.
Yep.
And at least it was that. And it was a good season. I mean, for everything
for
they
Jokic.
Had to exactly for everything they had to deal with,
yep.
it making the playoffs and where they did.
Yeah, the only take I would have is like, maybe you should have just rested Jokic the whole time.
Yeah, no, but then he needed the second MVP.
Yeah, and he took his game to a whole other level. I'm only joking about that. And you know, you look at like a team like Golden State, and we won't go too deep into our Nuggets analysis here. But the reason why Jordan Poole is Jordan Poole right now is because he got to play a ton last year. He might never have played quite that much if it weren't for all the injuries they dealt with last year. So maybe we look at like Bones next year and say, well, he got all that playing time.
It's very true.
So
yep.
There's my silver lining. There's the silver lining guy coming
out. We have to have that on a Friday.
Exactly. Silver linings Friday. All right, let's jump into a little more fact or fiction here. You give me something George Payton said, I'll give you fact or fiction, and you can, of course, chime in too.
Two huge takeaways from this press conference, in my opinion. So let's start with those. Ryan, the Broncos will not be moving up into the first round. It's just too hard and too far to do that, according to George.
Absolute 100% fact.
Okay. No, the only reason why I would actually think it was fiction is because of how willing he was to say that. I asked him the question, and I kind of expected him to shoot it down, and it ended up being like
kind of
a non-starter question. But he was very just straight up about it. He said, I would say it's more likely we move up in the second. It's going to be tough to move up into the first. And I was surprised at the honesty. I thought, is he being too honest right now?
Mm.
So is too much honesty a lie?
Well... not necessarily, but
trying
I will
to relate
say
this to a relationship.
You could make the case that you can't trust a single word that George Payton ever says because he's always playing a game,
right?
And I respect that about him. You know, I'm not gonna come up here and be like, I can't believe George Payton lied to the media.
Right,
you know,
right.
Like I've been around here enough to know it doesn't do him any service to be honest with us.
Mm-hmm.
And no one's gonna like hold it against him if he, you know, pulls off something cool.
We'd
he trades into
it.
The first round and gets a good player. Like,
yep.
We're not gonna be like, wait a minute, he said he wasn't gonna do that.
Yeah.
So, but I do think just straight up, it's not necessarily even possible for them to do it without sacrificing a lot in the future, something they've already done.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think this draft class is strong enough for, let's say, a player to be there at 28 that you think, oh, this guy increases our Super Bowl chances this year exponentially.
And a little tidbit that Payton and Moogie threw in there was this class is really deep in the draft in terms of like day three picks because there's a lot of guys that didn't go into the draft last year because of COVID that held over for this year. So the back end of the draft is really deep. And as you said, he loves that.
Can you give me the story about the of George Payton's mystery child? Not to be confused with Pat Bowlen's mystery child. I'm talking about the ninth pick. Where did this ninth pick come from?
The mystery ninth pick. That's where he called out Mike Kliss. He said, he started it. I think it was one of the first things he said was, contrary to many people's belief, Mike Kliss, we have nine picks in the draft.
Mystery child.
This ninth pick, I mean, pretty similar to Pat Bowlen with eight, nine. Yeah. So everyone thought the Broncos had eight picks, including the Broncos
themselves.
How can this happen? The Broncos were tweeting things a couple months ago this offseason, how they had eight picks. And
we thought George Payton was crazy.
What doesn't make sense is I guess somehow the Trinity Benson trade wasn't like properly filed to the NFL or the NFL didn't properly track it or something. So when the Broncos got a pick back, it just kind of went away. Except it didn't go away. George Payton knew it didn't And then so when you like went on to see how many picks the Broncos have, that one just kind of vanished. And then a couple weeks ago, George Payton got it out to the media that, no, we just checked with the league. This pick is still here. It's still ours. So thanks, Trinity Benson.
Wow, what a story.
Yep.
I cannot believe that happened in 2022.
You got to imagine how happy that made Joel. Well, he knew it was there the whole time. It's like Pat.
Right.
He knew it was there.
He did know it was there.
So to everyone else, it's like, whoa.
Do you know what number that is?
It's a 7th round pick.
Okay, I need to find it out because no matter who that player is, their new nickname is the Mystery Child.
The Mystery Child. I love it. Now, is that good news for that player or bad?
They're in the will.
They're in the will, yes, which means very good
it
news.
It means really good news. All right, let's go back to fact or fiction here.
So a little tidbit in here is so we talked about how too hard to move up in the first. Now, what about, I would say it's more likely we move up in the second.
I would say that's fact that it is more likely. Still going to say unlikely for
me. Oh, now here's where we disagree. I think they are going to move up because George then kept touching on things about how, you know, I'm going to be antsy, but I'm just going to have to calm myself down when the draft is flowing. But I think he's going to be antsy at 10. I think he's going to be antsy at 30. Oh, I think he's going to
be
antsy.
Should be watching Russ highlights.
Well, 33, he's going to be antsy. 41, he's going to be antsy. And
you know when he's really going to get antsy is the night after the first round when he's looking at the board and saying, oh, my God. Yep. 7 players that I love are still there.
Exactly. And I think he's going to hold himself back enough, but then he's just going to bite. Because now, the Broncos, if they package number 64 and 75, their first two picks in this draft, they could, according to the draft value chart, they could move up to right around 40, 41, 42. That's where the draft value chart is. I'm not quite sure George wants to give up both of his picks in order to move up there, but I could see him using 64 and one of his 4th-round picks to move in 5 spots ahead to where someone is at pick 59 or something.
I could see that, too. I could see that, too, for sure. And again, we talked about this yesterday or the day before. If you do that, you still have a 2nd-round pick, a 3rd-round pick, yep. A couple 4ths, right?
Yep.
So it's not as if you're going to sit on your hands for a while, which I don't think he ever wants to do.
No.
So you would actually be kind of spacing things out more evenly and getting a better player, you assume.
Yep, exactly. Now, one more thing on this trading. Do you buy or fact or fiction that, and I'm going to say it how George said it, we can also move back?
Fact.
Wow. Fact. Fiction all the way. He's writing fake novels out here with that one.
If the 2nd round was like the 1st round where it ends and then you have to like leave.
Mm, right.
Then I would say it's fiction. They're going to make that pick.
Yeah.
But you could just pick 10 minutes later.
That's fair.
And if you don't love the board at that moment, you didn't end up trading up. And we know how much he's going to want to gather capital for next year. Mm-hmm. I think I'm going to be looking for a trade back at every pick because I just think that George Payton is looking at, what do they have, 4 picks next year?
Yep.
He's looking at that and saying, I have to stock up. And next year might be a little more top heavy and less depth heavy. We'll know more, obviously, 6 months from now about that.
You haven't dove into the draft next year
yet? I haven't gone into 2023 yet. But I definitely know it's top heavy. There's a lot of really good talent. So you do want to have ammunition going into next year. I think it's a real possibility that he just keeps going back. Maybe not with that first pick, but every time a pick comes around, they go back like 3 or 4 spots, pick up a 4th or 5th for next year.
Completely agree outside of that first pick. This is like a girl telling you, I don't kiss on the first date. So you're like, okay, I understand that. But the second date's open. And you get to the very end of that second date and you're like, I have to. This is my opportunity.
You're talking about the second date.
Right. And you're like, this is my opportunity. You know, she told me I could here. I can't push it off till the next round.
Interesting. I think that works.
Because as Vic said, men have urges. And
Vic said that.
Yes, he did. He was talking about players like going out during COVID and stuff.
Wow.
Yeah. And that's how he phrased it.
Oh, I'm so glad I don't have to hear Vic Fangio put his foot in his mouth anymore.
We don't. Now the second biggest takeaway. Bradley Chubb. Ryan, George Payton said something very interesting today. When he was pressed on if there will be a deal for Bradley Chubb, he said, he kind of paused and he said, we've got a lot going on right now. We're focused on the draft. We're focused on the offseason. We'll see how that plays out. So how I take that is, That is not good news for Bradley Chubb.
Oh, that's bad for Brad. I heard that and cringed.
Yeah.
Because I know not has nothing to do with that quote in a vacuum. It has to do with what George Payton said when he was asked about Justin Simmons.
Ding, ding, ding,
what
ding.
George Payton said when he was asked about Cortland Sutton, Tim Patrick. Every single time he's been asked about someone that they eventually got a deal done with, said, that's one of our top priorities. We're talking with his people right now. We're going to get something done.
Yep.
And for him to say, we're really busy, which sounds like a John Elway quote,
yes.
Is very concerning to me. Mm-hmm. From a Bradley Chubb standpoint.
I completely agree.
With that being said, we know the deal. Bradley Balls, he's going to get a contract. It may not end up being here, but it will definitely be a lot more likely. I would love to just be like a fly on the wall and just hear like what George Payton thinks of that draft pick on its face.
Right. I completely agree. And another thing to add fuel to that fire is when asked about where the draft is the strongest, he said edge is the number one position in this draft. He believes he can get that at around where the Broncos are. And then he said you can't have enough pass rushers. So here's the fact or fiction thing. If we take a pass rusher, it has nothing to do with Bradley Chubb.
Fiction. Big fiction.
Yeah, yeah. And now, if they take a pass rusher in the sixth round, yeah, that does have nothing to do with Bradley Chubb. But we're talking about a premium position here. And if it's the best position in the draft, means it's top-heavy, means it's also deep in the way George views it, in a second round, you should absolutely be able to get a player there and a stud. Randy Gregory signed up for longer than Bradley Chubb. Yep. He's a starter for the future. If you draft a guy, no, George, that's a lie. This is about Bradley Chubb.
Yeah, and even if it's the least bit about Bradley Chubb, if that player comes in and balls, it 100% becomes about Bradley Chubb, right? Because then you say he's expendable.
Yep, exactly. So this draft really could be the Bradley Chubb draft, how the Broncos truly view him.
Remember Shane Ray and Shaq Barrett when they drafted Bradley Chubb? They were like, oh,
yep.
We see how it is.
Yep, exactly. We know what's going on here.
Yeah, and I think I even did an interview with Shane where he was like, yeah, I mean, it seems pretty clear that like I'm not going to be back next year, or something along those lines.
Yeah.
So if they go at 64 or if they move up from there and draft a pass rusher, we're all kidding ourselves if we don't think the first thing Bradley Chubb is thinking is this is 100% about me and I'm probably not going to be here next year. And George Payton is lying to say that it wouldn't be about him at all.
I agree. And Bradley Chubb is betting on himself this year. And if you want to bet, check out our friends over at DraftKings Sportsbook, where I don't know if you can bet on yourself specifically, but you can bet on your sports knowledge.
You could bet on yourself in terms of, yes, I know enough to win.
Yeah, exactly. And if you get in on one of the playoff games, all you have to do is bet $5 over at DraftKings Sportsbook. You get $150 in your account instantly. That's all you have to do. You don't even have to win that bet. So Ryan, risk-free bet, put $5 on the Nuggets on Sunday afternoon while you're down here at the bar, and if you win, well, there you go. Yeah, or no matter what happens, you get $150 in your account, and you're gonna want that money not to bet on the Warriors the rest of the way, but to bet on the Avs, because playoff hockey's about to start, and what a fun thing to get into. So head to the App Store now, download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now, and use promo code DNVR when you sign up to get $150 in free bets by placing a $5 bet on any playoff game. That's code DNVR over at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Must be 21 or older, Colorado only. New customers only, minimum $5 deposit. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700.
It's going to be kind of weird. Hopefully this doesn't happen, but it likely is going to happen, to have to turn off playoff mode for a few days after the Nuggets, before the Avs.
Right.
We've never had to do that because this is the Olympic break year.
Yeah.
So hockey playoffs got pushed back a little bit. Usually it's just there's something just waiting for you right around the corner, right? Nuggets are out, Avs are still going.
Yeah.
Now we're going to have to like turn off playoff mode, then crank it all the way back up to 10. And everyone knows, I don't care what sport you're a fan of, playoff hockey is the best, if not just arguably the best. But, like, it's a whole different...
It is.
Like, I blame playoff hockey for every gray hair on my head.
Especially when it's this team.
Yep.
With all the expectations and hype and how good they are.
So if you want to get in on that playoff run, we don't bandwagon shame here. Like, if you're just a Broncos fan, you live around town, you're like, oh, I'm down to get into hockey for the playoffs. Prepare your heart first. But come down here, hang out at the bar. There is one more Nuggets watch party at least on Sunday. That should be a fun one. So if you want to make sure that you get to a playoff watch party before it ends, come hang out on Sunday. Hopefully there's another one after that that you can come to afterwards. But if not, make sure you come see us between now and then, or come see us for the Avs playoffs. It's the absolute most fun thing. I didn't even buy a Nuggets playoff ticket this year because I was like, I just want to be at the bar.
Yep, exactly. It's the best place to be. And you're going to need some athletic greens in your life when you're powering through this playoff push.
It's good for your heart.
It is good for your heart, and you're going to need that coming up. We got so many things coming up where you're going to need to feel great, and athletic greens provides all of that. What it is, Ryan, you're getting 75 high-quality vitamins, minerals, whole food source superfoods, probiotics, antigens to help you start your day right. And all it is, one little scoop and your cup of water in the morning, boom, you get the vegetables, probiotics, everything you need to feel good. And it's less than a cup of coffee every single day.
You know how people say, like, oh, that you should start the day by making your bed because you, like, accomplished something?
Right.
First of all, I disagree with that take entirely. But I think you should start your day with Athletic Greens for the same exact reason. Yeah. You're like, wow, I did something super healthy to start my day.
Right, exactly. And all it is drinking a little cup of water. And I like the taste. It's a green scoop you put in. To me, it tastes just a little citrusy.
Yeah, it's got like some citrus fruit stuff going on there. Definitely doesn't give off like the grass.
No.
Type of thing that you sometimes get.
No, it doesn't. And over 7,000 people agree with us because they have over 7,000 five-star reviews. So make sure to check them out. It's all good stuff, too. There's no GMOs. There's no bad ingredients. All healthy. And if you use the code DNVR or go to athleticgreens.com/Broncos, you'll get 5 free travel packs and 1 free year supply of immune-supporting vitamin D with your first purchase. That's athleticgreens.com/Broncos.
You make the bed in the morning?
No, I don't. I don't. I'm also the first one out of bed, so I'm like, it's not really my responsibility.
Yeah, that's good.
You know?
That's good. I am too. I'll never understand that. I'm not against anyone doing it. Hey, if you want to do that, that's on you. I'll never understand it.
Because you're just going to get in and ruin it later?
100%.
Yeah. And honestly, you know, when...
And people say like, oh, there's just something good about getting into a made bed. Don't understand it.
To me, I don't destroy my bed either. It's not like when I wake up, the sheets and the pillows are across the room. So it's not like it's a mess. No, it's just a sheet folded back.
Right.
So what do I am accomplishing by just putting that sheet? I mean,
you can pull it forward, I guess. Yeah. But like, it's like my parents have like 74 throw pillows that go on there. Like,
yeah.
I'm like, what are you doing?
Yep.
You put those on just to take them off?
Yep. I got one for behind my head.
Yeah, that's it. As long as it's functional.
Yep, exactly.
They're just throwing these things off the bed every night and then putting them back in the morning.
Right. Yeah, it doesn't make sense.
Makes no sense. None at all.
And then some people have like their own couches for their throw pillows, and it's like, whoa, what are we doing here?
Yeah,
it's almost like you're adding more stress to yourself in order to make yourself feel better about accomplishing something in the morning. I'm just like, I'm not going to accomplish that. I'm not even going to put that out there for me to do.
It's a weird thing. Again, if you do it, a lot of people do.
It's true.
I'll just never understand it.
Yeah, we won't understand, but we will judge.
Yes.
all
right, let's keep it rolling here. Fact or fiction?
Man, fact or fiction. The Broncos, this is going to be a defensive draft. I'm going to put it out there like that.
Okay. Well, there's not that. Where would you draft on offense other than tackle?
That's the only spot. So... Here's what George Payton said about tackle, which was the only position he talked about on the offensive side of the ball outside of talking about how he doesn't need a quarterback. He said in the first and early second, there's some good tackles. So fact or fiction that if the Broncos draft a tackle early, it's because of a trade up.
Fact. I think it would be one or two guys that they have their eye on. They slip. They say, hey, let's go get them.
Yep.
But I'm going to say fact. The Broncos go a fifth straight draft?
Yep, so 2018, 2019, 2020, 2021. This will be the fifth straight draft and almost the sixth straight draft because they didn't draft any after Garrett Bowles in 2017.
Right, so fifth straight draft. 34th straight round without drafting a tackle. I don't think it happens again.
What? This is going to have to be the biggest thing where I say trust in Peyton, because it's something that I'm going to disagree with, but he's proved everyone right that he's the guy to do this, and I do just have to trust him right now. But this is going to be the biggest thing I'm putting my faith in him.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to trade up to the early second.
I agree.
And so then George Payton saying, yep, there's no other guys after that that they love.
And what this tells me too is it's a first. They like only the first round guys, and maybe one of them slips to the second round. So it's not a guy that is mid second round that could fall to the end of the second round. It's a guy you're going to have to jump up early in the second.
And we know he loves RAS scores, mm-hmm, and tackles with high RAS scores just aren't dropping.
Yeah, 100%, without a doubt. All right, let's move on. Man, Russell Wilson. The pure joy and excitement that George Payton has for Russell Wilson is pretty darn cool, because fans are so fired up. We've been hearing so many fans chime in, giving us their story of where they were when the Broncos drafted Russ. George Payton has one of those stories.
Traded for Russ.
Or yes, when they traded for Russ. George Payton has one of those stories. In fact, I think every day he walks into the building and he remembers exactly what Russ is doing. And let me just read you some quotes that George had about Russ. He says, "We love having first-round picks. We love having the early second-round pick. But we also love having a franchise quarterback that sets the tone every day in the building. I come in here, he's here working. There's a reason he's great. All the players and the entire organization are watching."
Love that.
Yeah.
There's not really a fact or fiction there, but it's so great to hear. And, you know, there's an old saying, LTG, love the grind.
Mm.
I legitimately believe that Russell Wilson loves the grind. Like, that's what gets him going.
Which is just crazy to think about that. And you know who else loves the grind? Is George Payton.
Yep.
He is in the office, I don't want to say 24/7, but as close to you can be to that as possible over this past month and especially this next week. And he just loves it. He says this is the best time of the year outside of the season. This is what he lives for. And he's working all the time. And it's awesome that now in the building, you're run by a general manager that feels that way, and you're run by a quarterback that feels that way.
Absolutely. And he's really good at it. You know, it's easy to like things that you're good at.
Yep.
But also, it's got to be a really cool thing to be on that side of the phone when you get to call someone and tell them, like, you personally just made their life dream come true.
Yeah, it's really true. And then you got to do the other thing in training camp. But right now, you get to make people's dreams come true. So here's a fact or fiction regarding Russell Wilson. He was asked, do you feel pressure to draft people, especially earlier in the draft, that are going to have an impact right away? Because with Russell Wilson, I don't remember. Yeah, you're in a draft now mode or win now mode. And George said, and here's a fact or fiction, "I don't look at it as a window. Russ is a young 33. He wants to play into his 40s.
Huh. Fiction.
Oh, see, now, I'm going fact here.
Now, I'm not saying that the thing about Russell Wilson is fiction, because I believe he wants to play into his 40s. I'm saying it's fiction that he doesn't see a window. You obviously are not, like, last year you could have drafted a player who you thought wasn't going to be great for 2 years. There's just no way you're doing that anymore. You're drafting guys who you say, does this guy help us get closer to winning a Super Bowl right now? Unless it's like an Ojabo, where you're saying he doesn't right now, but he helps us a lot later.
Sure. And I'm not going to hold you to the Ojabo because he is the exception. But do you expect pick number 64 to contribute this year?
Oh, 100%.
So if it is a tackle, let's say one of their tackles somehow slides to 64, do you expect him to be playing starting right tackle?
Tackle's a weird one.
Okay.
Especially with Billy Turner in the building, it kind of works out perfectly to where you can say he's here for 1 year and then it's up to, you know, the new guy. First of all, I don't think they're drafting tackle there, so I don't think this will come up. But just throw him in and become a four-way competition. You know, no one's going to get any meaningful reps, but that's what I would expect. It becomes a four-way competition. Maybe he wins it. I would lean Billy Turner.
Okay, very fair. And the last fact or fiction from here.
Real quick, though, I expect anyone drafted in the top 100 to contribute this year.
And the Broncos have 3 picks in the top 100, that 64, 75, and then 94, 96. I don't remember which one it is, but one of those. Man, that would be huge, especially with a draft where you don't have any glaring needs. you can go through every single position and there's not a glaring need entering the draft.
Pretty nice.
So if you're able to get three contributors, that'd be just another home run from George.
Yep.
Okay, and last one, quarterbacks in the draft.
Mm-hmm.
George Payton said he still broke down every single quarterback in the draft. Fact or fiction?
Fact. First of all, I think he probably did a lot of that work before they had Russell Wilson.
Yep.
Second of all, they're the most fun to break down.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Third of all, you're going to have to play these guys eventually. And that's the number one thing that I think this comes down to is you want to be able to go to Ejiro Evero and say, hey, here's my scouting report from Malik Willis. Mm-hmm. From when he was coming into the draft, he absolutely scouted all those guys, and he absolutely is not giving the I can hear you guys. You're so loud.
We had some banter back behind us telling us we're wrong.
Quarterbacks are not the funnest position. Quarterbacks suck to break down. It's the very last one I would ever want to break.
What?
I have no interest in even looking.
A quarterback?
Yeah.
If I could only break down quarterbacks and never look at any other position, I would take that option. Yes.
So you would like looking at a defensive tackle more than a quarterback?
Oh, easily.
Wow. Yeah,
like running backs and linebackers specifically are the best. Those are the funnest.
Yeah.
You know, safeties, quick twitch players, but quarterbacks, all they do is drop back and throw the damn ball. There's nothing fun at all about quarterbacks.
That's a terrible take, but you can have that on your podcast. All right. We have any more fact or fiction?
Well, with that one, with the quarterbacks, one of the things he said, which was interesting because I completely agree with all the points that you touched on, but he said, well, I'll see you break these guys down because one of these guys may be available in 3 to 4 to 5 years. And I thought, huh, wait. Russ is playing 10 more years. Are we talking about a backup here? Are we talking about Malik Willis moving to wide receiver John Elway thought about Lamar Jackson? Are we talking about just in case something happens to Russ? And I'm touching wood here, but I found that very interesting. Like, yes, you do your due diligence. I just personally wouldn't have thought about it in that way.
Yeah, it is interesting. But you definitely just want to know your opinion on someone before you do anything, you know?
Yeah.
Whether it's going into a game against them, whether it's they become a free agent and you want them as a backup, whether it's, you know, Russ has you by the balls and he decides he wants to go somewhere else and now you're in the market for a quarterback, you need to know what you thought of these guys from the beginning. A lot of times, though, I think it can be a bad thing. Like, let's say you were really high on Mitchell Trubisky in the draft.
Ooh.
He's proven that he isn't good in the NFL.
Right.
But you can convince yourself based on what you thought all the way back then that, oh, it was something that wasn't his fault.
Yeah.
Which Trubisky is actually an interesting case study. I'll be really interested to see how he does.
But if the Broncos signed Mitchell Trubisky and didn't trade for Russell Wilson, how would you feel deep down inside?
Terrible.
Yeah.
Terrible. Yeah.
And that's a really good point about not being able to adapt. The good thing is I think George Payton would be able to adapt to film, although we did see he went back to what he thought of Teddy Bridgewater from 5 years ago when he brought him in last year, and that certainly had some influence on him getting the starting job.
But I think he was right about what Teddy Bridgewater was. Like, I think they got Teddy, and Teddy was what they thought he was.
Yeah, yeah.
And in fact, you could even make the case that he was better than they expected.
Yeah, he had the best season of his career.
And they learned a really valuable lesson. Doesn't matter.
Yep. It doesn't
matter.
It
does not matter. If you don't have a star, you have nothing.
And just one of the cool things is, again, George just gushing and really disbelief that he has Russell Wilson. And just his honesty really made it show just how much he is impacting the building. Because George even said, just like every player we've talked to has said, he's changing the energy. He's changing the culture. And just one of the quotes, he said, "We have a franchise quarterback who brings it every day." He was asked about, but you're a draft guy. You're a draft junkie. Does it bummed out a little bit that you don't have a first and second round pick? And you said no, because we have the franchise quarterback that brings it every single day.
Love it. I love it. And he's right.
Yep.
And all of a sudden, everything is going to be way more fun for a long time.
Yep.
All right. Let's give a shout out to Green Mountain Dental Group, the best damn family owned dentist group in the metro area. If you need any work done, just head 15 minutes outside of downtown over there in Lakewood. where Green Mountain Dental is. They'll take care of you like family. They'll be calling to check in on you after you get some work done. Or if you just need, you know, a cleaning, x-ray, and exam, do that, and they'll hook you up with a free Sonicare toothbrush, which is, first of all, a great product, but also a kind of an expensive product when you do so. So hit up our friends over at Green Mountain Dental Group.
Yes, and you got to check out our friends over at Breckenridge Brewery because they have the beers of the playoffs, Ryan. I mean, they have a beer for the Nuggets. They literally do. They pretty much have a beer for the Avalanche with their Avalanche Ale. It is delicious and perfect time for that, and it is 85 degrees today, which means it is absolutely the official start of Strawberry Sky season. Mm. It is the time to get in on every single Breckenridge Brew. And if you're at the bar, we're going to have you hooked up. Get hooked up with that member beer as well. Good company. Seltzers are in the bar, which are fantastic. You got to try the apple pear. And then also, if you're not at the bar, check out the Breck Beer Locator on their website to find out how close and how many Breckenridge beers there are to you.
You know when you overplay a song and then you get sick of it, but if you come back to it a year later, you're like, damn, this is a banger.
Yeah,
that's how my like rotation is with the seltzers. I latch onto one, and I'm like, that's the one I want every time. And then I'm moving on. So like, I started at Honeydew, and I've gone all the way through everything else. Apple pear was my last one.
Yep.
I'm super in on apple pear right now.
Yep, me too.
And I'm going to drink it until I decide I don't like it anymore. And then I'm going to go back to Honeydew, and then I'll just start the cycle all over again.
Yeah, that's the way to go. And you can do that here. You can get a bucket of good seltzer or good company seltzers, and maybe you get a variety.
Yep.
And you go around that circle that it's taken, what, you a year or two to go around? You can do that in one night.
You can.
Yeah.
And then you decide what your favorite is, and then you start
the
cycle.
There you go.
By the way, you mentioned the weather and all that, and Strawberry Sky season. Having the first grill night tonight.
Oh, man.
So stoked.
Fantastic.
For it.
With the Avs game to cap you off.
Exactly. Avs game. Go have like a good company out there. Yeah. Hang out. Listen to some tunes in the warm weather. Watch the sunset.
And this 85 is certainly a good company over ice.
Oh, of course. Yep. Well, all good companies are good companies over ice for me.
Yeah, that's true.
This is a pro
freezing.
Tip.
Yep.
Trick. All right, let's move on to questions and comments.
And first, let's touch on our player profile. 1 week, Ryan, until the Broncos make their first pick in the draft. George Payton's giddy. We're giddy about it. And let's hop in because we still have a few more guys that could be there for the Broncos at pick 64. And today, let's talk about Houston edge defender Logan Hall, going to be a defensive lineman for the Broncos if they draft him in the 3-4 or in the 4th, in the 3-4, yes, 3-4 defense. 6'6", 283 pounds. He's a beast. According to our draft guys, his strengths, he's versatile to play all the way up and down the defensive front. Explosive first step. His weakness is he's a potential tweener, being that 283 pounds. And what position does he play in the NFL? Like I said, with where he is, he's probably a defensive lineman.
Yeah, you want to know a little secret about the Broncos is they don't really need run-stopping defensive linemen. Because they're in a division that does not run the ball.
Yeah, that's a really good
point. They'll probably run the ball more than anyone else in the division this year and still have a quarterback who's top 10 in pass attempts.
It's a really good point. Because you look, Austin Eckler, he actually is a really good running back, like running the ball. Mm-hmm. But come on, he's a freaking dangerous threat.
Justin Herbert
out of the
throws it like 50 times a game.
Exactly. Mahomes, I don't need to say anything else. Yep. And then Derek Carr. What did they do this offseason? They didn't help their running game. They helped their passing game.
Yep. And it'll probably be close between the Raiders and the Broncos who runs the ball the most. But even if you're getting gashed by Austin Eckler, they still won't run the ball.
Right. Yep.
So what I'm saying here is the tweener thing doesn't really worry me that much. Get pass rushing defensive linemen. Teach them how to defend the run when they need to. And if it's a weakness of yours, it's really not going to be that big of a deal. On the whole, you know, and if you give up a rushing touchdown, then Russell just go throw one and get it right back.
Man, is this a way to kind of not make this the Bradley Chubb draft? Because you could draft him and say he's a defensive lineman, a defensive end, and then if Bradley Chubb doesn't work out, or I wouldn't want them to do this, but I wouldn't be shocked if Bradley Chubb gets hurt and they move him to outside linebacker, and then we're in the same conversation that we've had.
Possible. It's possible. I wonder. We should actually add to these graphics the RIS score. I need to know.
I mean, he's very athletic.
Yeah, he's huge and, so the and athletic.
The potential's there.
He's fast, quick first step. I'd guess it's really high.
Yeah.
So I like this guy.
Yeah, I do too.
It
and
kinda sucks. This is hard. Talking about these late day two, day three prospects and getting really excited about them.
It's very true.
Because usually we don't get excited about them until they're already picked.
Right. Exactly.
You know, we talk a lot about the first round picks. We know everything about, you know, the guys who are going to go in the top 20. And then we get really excited over them and kind of react to whoever's taken later. Right. You know, obviously our draft guys know a lot more and they spend a lot of the year diving into this stuff. But it is weird. Like Logan Hall would have never been on our radar in another draft.
No, he certainly would have been. But 6'6", 280, we'll see if he is this year.
Yep, absolutely.
Now, should we hop into the questions? Looks like the people want to be heard in Super Chats. We
got four Super Chats today. I love it. First one coming in from the homie Brian. He says, here for the vibes, boys. One, let's go Mace. Two, let's go Air Raid. See you in the Super Bowl, RK.
Yes, here we go. How you feeling?
Well, it's not Super Bowl yet.
Yeah.
Me versus Hank in the NFC Championship game. Love this, this outcome because... even if I lose to Hank, I would still be happy for him.
Really?
Yep.
Wow. In the moment?
Probably, yeah.
Wow. It sounds honestly like you're conceding before the game. You're building the excuses in before the game's even started.
No, I'm just, I have five rings. I'm at peace with my career.
Wow. That's not the Tom Brady approach.
No. Nope.
He says more. Yep. More.
You know, I want it, but if I don't get it, it's okay.
So what I've learned is you're very nice, but you've also gone soft.
RK's maybe. Gone soft. When I lost to Timmy in the Super Bowl last year, I was like, he was better than me.
But you're fine not even making it to the Super Bowl.
We'll see.
According to Pat Surtain, the Broncos' goal is to get to the Super Bowl this year.
I don't like that.
It doesn't even sound like your goal, which I don't even like.
I don't even have any goals.
Wow.
I'm just playing.
It sounds like you should retire. Don't
I probably
retire.
Should. But Brian, man, that guy, I don't know if you've watched his games.
Yes.
He just hucks it.
He does. And it works out a lot of the time.
Josh Allen to Jalen Waddle. I've always wondered why the Bills haven't gotten Josh Allen a true speed deep threat. Like, Stephon Diggs is obviously an incredible receiver.
Right.
But just give him a straight line guy.
Just get a 4-2 guy?
Yep.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Does he? I'd have to see that.
So he had, I thought he was a bigger guy. I mean, I guess that's the reason why he was able to get three touchdowns.
Yeah. I got it. Will someone Google his 40 time for me? He doesn't look that fast.
No, I didn't think he was that fast. But, I mean, that's 4-3 guy. That's, you know, essentially might as well be a 4-6 guy in today's day of age.
Okay, 4-5-4,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay, there we go.
I mean, he's Cortland Sutton.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, same
it's not
kind
KJ
of
Hamler speed.
No. That's what they haven't given him.
Just no.
Run straight, and he'll throw it further than the defense can go.
Man, that you're so right. Yep. That makes so much sense.
Tyquan Thornton, maybe.
Yeah, there we go. Yeah, Stephon Diggs, as Kale's pulling it up, 4.46 40.
Yep.
Fast, but that's
it. This guy is
actually probably Isaiah McKenzie, he doesn't even get the ball vertically.
No, he doesn't. Luis coming in with two super chats. Thank you, Luis. He says, fact or fiction, the Broncos are winning a Super Bowl in the next 2 to 3 years.
Fact.
I'm going to say fiction just on the other side of that. If you would have said 2 to 4 years, this team, it's obviously built to win now, but it's not. You're not getting nervous if they don't have a Super Bowl in 3 years, because then they're going to be having those first-round picks that are playing and contributing from after the Russell trade in right around 3 or 4 years from now. So that's when I'm saying, again, the Super Bowl window is open now, but that's when it's going to be like, okay, got to happen.
You know I'm big on vibes, and I just think the Broncos have the best vibes in the NFL.
The vibes in the building are fantastic.
Exactly.
They are.
And I think that's going to end up being really powerful.
I think you're right. And that first-year bump, we know the first-year bump is huge for quarterbacks going new places.
Going for 3 years straight of a quarterback in their new spot winning the Super Bowl.
And not only the good vibes he brings, but the good vibes that Nathaniel Hackett brings.
100%. I mean, even just seeing him last night, it's bummed for him that he didn't make that opening shot. It clearly meant a lot to him. He was shooting warm-up free throws. But I could see he was really nervous right before he shot it.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, I think it was Scott Hastings who said, like, once those nerves kick in, that ball gets on a string. But He's so fun. You saw him like chopping it up with Peyton. Yep. He had Peyton laugh, like full on belly laughing. Yep.
He did. He did. And he's a great guy. He's a great guy to be around.
For sure.
Luis again says George Peyton is almost as good at GM as I am on Madden with the salary cap off.
Wow.
You turn the salary cap off, you turn force trades on. I'm pretty good too.
I don't even need that.
Yeah, shut up.
All right, last one here from Adam Wheaton, a $20 super chat. Thanks so much. And all he says is thanks for all you do.
Wow, well, thank you, Adam. We really appreciate you tuning in and really appreciate the super chat.
Hell yeah, thank you so much. All right, let's jump into the questions from the website. Of course, you can leave your questions over on thednvr.com, and we'll get to them every day.
First one coming in from Talking Schmidt says, what up, guys? Great pod yesterday. And I think RK was thinking about Shaq Thompson as the two-way player from Washington.
Finally got to it.
But I could be wrong. No, you were right. My question to you today is, how many yards do you think Javonte Williams will rack up his total career?
What?
Good stat question for you guys. Have a great day and go Broncos.
His whole career?
Whew, that is tough.
I don't know. Give me the career numbers of like a good running back.
So who are we talking about? What's good?
I don't know. I have no idea like what the longevity is.
Are we talking Clinton Portis or is that too good?
Wouldn't you say like a 1,000-yard average per year over like 8-9 years is really good?
Yes, that's really good. I was thinking a 10,000-yard career would be fantastic.
Right. And that, but running backs just aren't playing that long anymore.
How good of a running back was Clinton Portis? Like, not just this 2 years with the Broncos when we know he was exceptional. How fantastic. Good do you think his career would be? Fantastic?
Yes.
9,923
That's kind of what I thought. So, how many years did he play?
He played in, I believe, 9 years.
Okay. That's like the...
Yeah.
1,000 yards a year, 9 years. He's not like a instant Hall of Famer or anything like that. He's really, really good. The thing is, running back shelf life has gone down since then.
Yeah.
So I'm going to say for Javonte, 7,000 career rushing yards would be fantastic.
Okay. And that would be fantastic. I'm going to go the 10. I'm going to say he gets it. I'm going to say Russell Wilson. Nah, it is stupid to say that with shelf life, but I'm going to say Russell Wilson really helps him and he helps Russ. He takes the pressure off Russ when he needs it. And he takes the load off of him too. And he really takes the load off Javonte.
Which is another reason why I'm not too concerned about running back depth.
Right. But, I mean, look at this. Clinton Portis, middle second round pick. Javonte Williams, mid second round pick. Both had really good rookie years. Obviously, Clinton wasn't sharing carries, so he got to have the stats. But
I got to see Javonte have dominant games like Clinton Portis did.
It's true. Yep. He's got to take over.
Yep. I mean, 225 yards and 4 touchdowns against the Chiefs.
Yep.
Like,
yep.
That's different animal type of stuff.
Do you think he'll get that, though? Because obviously we know TD had that compliment to John Elway, and he was able to get the stats even with a great quarterback. But that was when the team wasn't relying on John like they had in the past.
It's just a different world.
At least initially, man, they're going to be relying on Russ, and they're going to want to make Russ happy by letting him throw the ball.
What's going to be amazing, though, is if Russ is able to get teams into nickel and dime packages and Javonte's able to just run over defensive backs trying to tackle him in the box.
Man, we think we've seen some angry runs now.
Exactly.
That's a great point.
You take 100 pounds off the people out there.
When he's going up against slot corners.
Totally.
Yikes.
And that's that, you know, that's the fun chess match that the Broncos get to play now.
Yep.
And that they really haven't been able to do when you don't have a quarterback that puts fear into people. All of a sudden, you know, Russ starts carving up a team. They have to change what they want to do, bring out a much lighter package, you know, put in pass rushing edges, and Javonte's going to eat, man.
If it's flipped, who are you taking on the Broncos defense if they have to tackle Javonte? Is Randy Gregory taking him down?
Probably. I don't know.
Okay, so go to linebackers. Josie Jewell taking him down?
Yes.
Okay, so then Kwan Williams?
Probably not.
Okay, so that's where it gets to. You get outside the front seven guys.
No one really tackled him on their first attempt last year.
No, it's so true. It's so true. It's like Nick Chubb in Madden.
Yes, very much so.
It doesn't matter who you're touching him with. You're not tackling him.
First one, he's getting off.
Yep.
You got to just slow him down for the next
exactly.
guy.
Exactly. Yep.
Yep. And he led the league in broken tackles per carry.
Yep. Yep, just his first year. And he was splitting carries again.
Yep. The only thing I'll say is he also led the league in yards after contact per carry.
Okay.
Maybe not broken tackles per carry, although he might have done both.
Broken tackles were right up there.
The problem with that is it often means you're getting hit in the backfield.
That is true. Yep. Not a good sign for your offensive linemen.
Right. If you get hit 1 yard behind the line and you gain 3 yards, that's 4 yards after contact.
Yeah, it's true. Now, Draymond Jones yesterday said, as a defensive lineman, like, yeah, I like playing the run, but I love rushing the passer. I love pinning my ears back. And it's kind of flipped for the Broncos, where defensive linemen now are going to have to think maybe pass first for the Broncos when they attack them. So they'll be a little caught off guard when it is a handoff.
And the exact same thing that I was talking about as the Broncos not needing run-stopping players, really. And obviously you need it a little bit, but not, it doesn't have to be as much of a priority.
You got DJ Jones, you're good.
The Broncos can take advantage of that with the rest of the division.
Right, right.
Because they're getting smaller and smaller and smaller on their defensive sides. And of course, you're going to want to use Russell Wilson, but yep. Javonte should be able to just carve that up.
There should be a cup. Now, let Russ cook, do whatever you need to make him happy and throw the ball. But there should be a couple of games where Javonte takes over 175 rushing yards. You just expose the hell out of a defense.
And that is the most demoralizing thing, especially yep. because then you go the other way, start committing resources to stop Javonte. Play action, boom. Over the top.
Boom. Yep, exactly. Jordan Andrews chimes in and says, my boys, RK, brutal loss for the Nugs last night. Down 3-0, I have little faith. Unless Jamal Murray can come back and immediately contribute like he did in the bubble.
He shouldn't come back.
And there's the stat. No team has come back from 0-3.
No team had ever come back from 2-3-1.
It's true.
So
if any team
anyone
can do
that
it,
can do
yep,
it, it's
exactly.
them. But also that team had Jamal Murray.
I also think this is the most winnable game for it. Now, it's easy for me to say, knowing that they've lost 3 straight games.
I think last night was the most winnable.
I think they're just going to be, and maybe it is, but I think they're going to be playing the most free that they've played. And, man, you see the way they just got so tight in the last 4 minutes. They were on that run from, 7 minutes till 4 minutes left in the game where they were great. Yeah. And then
2 huge missed open threes.
Yeah, and then it was just they tightened up. And the Warriors, unfortunately, I hate the Warriors, but the Warriors are just so used to clutch situations where they weren't tight.
When it was tied, I think there's 3 minutes and 30 seconds left, it was tied. I was like, it's going to take a miracle because all these guys are primetime players. Yep. They've all been in much bigger situations than this.
Yep, unfortunately.
Yep,
but he goes on and says, fellas, what are you hearing about Melvin Gordon's status as a Bronco next year? Is that somebody they will address after the draft if they get a stud running back like Kenneth Walker? Let's ride.
I don't know. Like I've said before, I don't necessarily even want Melvin back. So we'll see what happens. But the Broncos definitely aren't getting Kenneth Walker.
No, they're not getting Ken. And that honestly isn't the best use of their resources.
Not even. It would be actually a pretty bad use of their resources.
Yeah, it really would be because this is Javonte's time to feast.
And Kenneth Walker's going in the first round.
Right, exactly. So let Russ cook and let Javonte feast.
Exactly.
Yep.
Last one here from Omaha. If Russell Wilson pans out in the way we all believe he will, then you guys are bang on in saying you got to lock up the pass rushers now. With an improved offense, there will be more pass rush opportunities this season, leading to career numbers for both Jones and Chubb. Locking them up early should be akin to locking up Sutton and Patrick. Last year, I would have agreed until I heard George Payton.
Yeah.
Bradley Chubb is not getting signed up early.
And locking Bradley Chubb up is a guy, are you willing to pay him $14 million for 5 years with his injury history right now, going into a year where he has to prove it?
I'll go back to what I just said. I would have said yes before I heard George Payton talk right. today. George Payton today told me the only way Bradley Chubb is coming back is if he plays really well. And as we know, the better he plays, the actually tougher it will be to bring him back. They really aren't convinced at all.
Yep.
And so we'll see what happens, but it's not happening. Draymond. That I could see.
Pay.
Was he asked about Draymond at all?
He was not. Okay. No. But that's the next guy that we should ask him about.
Yep. And I think he would give the Justin Simmons answer Cortland Sutton answer.
Man, and maybe that's a good question for the end of the draft presser that we have with him, because then we'll get to see within an 8-day span how different the answers were.
Mm. Like it. Write it down.
I don't want to do that to George, but it needs to be done.
Yeah, well, and I mean, it's not doing anything to him. It's just asking another question about a player.
It's true.
It'll expose how he feels a little bit, but he already did that, in my opinion.
Yeah, I agree. Totally agree.
All right. Anything else?
That's it.
One last super chat. Oh, love it. See, that's why I ask. Can't wait to see Judy hit with the ball in stride. Dangerous. Man,
I thought he was talking about he wants to see Judy get hit after a catch. I was like, who is coming in here?
Oh, no, I think he just means, you know, Jerry Judy is a freak in the open field, and we just haven't seen it at all.
Yeah.
I mean, really not at all. Like, there's maybe two highlights of him as a Bronco running with the ball in his hand.
Yeah. And one of them was a 90-yard touchdown.
Yes, it was. And the other one, like, he, like, switched field, went back the other way. It was sick. That'll happen a lot this year.
It will. I completely agree. And I think Judy, over anyone, can capitalize the most off Russ.
Are you maybe someone KJ who reads into, like, social media stuff and just how much things are being posted?
Like, from Jerry Judy's account?
No, like, the Broncos continue to post Russ to Judy, Russ to Judy, Russ to Judy.
I think you should. Absolutely. I think that's a vibe check of what's going on in the building.
Okay. All right. I think it's a trying to make someone happy. Thing.
You know who else? I see that. You know who else they've been posting a lot is KJ Hamler.
I haven't noticed that.
They've literally been posting like his vibe. Like KJ in the sunglasses, KJ in another pair of sunglasses, KJ in a third pair of sunglasses. They just love KJ in sunglasses.
Like, he's like the Bones Highland of the team.
Exactly. Yep.
Love
Get him on the show?
I would love that. I would love that. Maybe we'll work on that. All right, that is going to wrap it up for us today. Appreciate you guys so much for tuning in. It is Friday, so that means we're going to have the weekend off. We'll catch you guys back here on Monday. Hit us with a thumbs up on YouTube on your way out. You can, of course, always subscribe to the channel and even sign up for alerts to know every single time we go live. But for now, that wraps it up. Have a great weekend. Let's ride. Roll out the truck and took a country drive. Now I know some landmarks we used to hit, where flying cotton would stick to your lips. Now I know those lips ain't mine. They haven't been in a long, long time. I'd like to patch it up. Mind. Through
The first taste of rare bourbon you finally got your hands on. That's nice. At Caskers.com, we make this experience easy. Caskers is a one-stop spirit curator with an impressive selection of exclusive, sought-after, rare, and household names in the realm of premium spirits and champagne. Discover the top flavors of the year now by going to Caskers.com and using code WELCOME10 for $10 off your first purchase. Get $10 off your first purchase with code WELCOME10 at Caskers.com.